We are working this morning to understand the scale of the damage from an earthquake in China. It's going to take a while. China's state media report that schools, factories, and dormitories have all collapsed. As many as 5,000 people were reported killed in one county alone. And in what may be the most disturbing bit of news so far, we are told that 900 students were trapped in the rubble of a primary school. Those are just a few of the details emerging after a quake that was felt across thousands of miles. And let's go to NPR's Melissa Block. She's the host of All Things Considered. She is reporting in China, and she is in Chengdu, the capital of the province where the quake was centered. And Melissa, what kind of place is this?
Chengdu is a huge city, Steve. Within the city itself, 4 million people, 11 million people in the metropolitan area, a rapidly developing city. There's been a lot of emphasis in China on developing the west, and Sichuan province is right on the edge of the Tibetan plateau. And Chengdu is booming. This is a boom town.
A boom town. People are coming in from the countryside?
A lot of migrant workers coming here, building these buildings that are all around, and there's a lot of opportunity for people in the countryside to come and find work.
So this is the circumstance where an earthquake hit. What did you see and feel and hear where you are?
I was just sitting down to do an interview. We're here to do a number of stories on Chengdu, and I heard a deep rumbling. I thought it might be a big truck going by, and then I heard shaking of glass in windows. The people whom I was about to interview bolted out of the room. They got a terrified look on their face, bolted into the street, and we followed, and everyone in all the buildings had flocked into the street as soon as they felt the earth start to shake. We were standing on the pavement, and the earth was undulating. You could feel it moving up and down under your feet. I was right next to a church, and bricks and tile had started falling off of the roof of the church. The cross on top was waving wildly. It never did fall down. But everyone came out into the street, people who had been taking naps. I saw a man who was naked. He'd been in bed and jumped out. I also saw babies who slept through the whole thing. But everybody was quite terrified and had never been through this before. This is not something that happens in Chengdu.
And have people gone on with their normal business, having been through that?
Well, when I was walking through the streets, stores had locked their doors. All the stores were shut down. Everybody, for hours, was still in the streets, in the middle of traffic in these huge intersections in downtown Chengdu. Didn't want to be on the sidewalks because you don't want to be close to a building if there's an aftershock. So there were, you know, tens of thousands of people in the streets. You heard a lot of sirens of ambulances trying to get through. I did see a few people who had been cut. They had been bandaged and were on the side of the road. A man with a big bandage on his forehead, a woman whose foot was badly injured. But big buildings seem to be standing. There's reports of some internal damage at the hotel where we're staying, so it's unclear. Right now I'm in a big stadium, and everyone from the hotel is in the middle of the stadium right now. So everything is sort of on hold until people get the sense that, you know, how do you ever get the sense that anything's all clear after an earthquake?
In the middle of the stadium, meaning that you were evacuated to that stadium from the hotel?
The folks from the hotel were taken into the stadium, yeah, and I found my way here. We were across town, and we walked back over here.
And can you just give us an idea, Melissa Block? I would think if this happened in the United States, everybody would be glued to a television or to a radio and trying to find out the latest information that they could. Are people still struggling to find out the scope of this disaster?
What I see everywhere is people on cell phones trying to text message probably their friends and family to make sure they're okay. And everybody you see is on their phone trying to get information. I mean, everybody's outside.
Outside because they don't know if there'll be an aftershock.
Right.
We've been listening to NPR's Melissa Block. She's co-host of NPR's All Things Considered, and she is reporting from Chengdu, the capital of the province in which today's earthquake was centered in China. It's the second disaster to strike Asia in about a week.